It was more than a shopping spree.
Just got a little wild with the credit cards.
Their son had bigger problems.
Dennis told me, he says, you probably should talk to Mike. He's really suicidal.
But when his parents asked him to come home...
We got into a confrontation when I told him I was not going to pay for those plane tickets.
What forced them to sue their own son?
Tell me why you're so angry if we're talking about not very much money. It's too bad that it came to this. Sort of a sad situation.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 63-year-old auctioneer Ronald Rawls and his girlfriend, 44-year-old homemaker Janice Olson, are suing Janice's son, 22-year-old construction worker Michael Olson, for an unpaid loan and the cost of airline tickets.
Order. All rise. Quiet in the courtroom, please.
Yes, case number 26 on the calendar in the matter of Rawls Olson versus Olson. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Miss Olson, is this your husband?
No.
Who are you?
I'm the mother of Mike Olson.
But you and Mr. Rawls live together.
No, we don't.
Did you ever?
No.
According to your complaint, I understood that you have been a couple with the co-plaintiff for 15 years, so I assume that you live together. That is not true?
No, ma'am. She lives in her home and I live in mine.
That's probably why you've stayed together for 15 years. True.
Good one. Very good.
That's the recipe. Is that the recipe?
Yes.
According to your complaint, this is your son. There came a time a couple of years ago when he was entering the military and he had accumulated some money in credit card debt. And you consolidated all of those bills and paid off his credit card debt with an agreement that he would pay you back.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's some other nonsense about plane tickets, which is a couple of hundred dollars, which really is not something that I have to address. And you claim that he has not repaid that debt.
Not in its entirety.
Okay. When did he enter the military?
Approximately 2 years ago.
And how much was the debt?
Give or take around $9,000.
How did you rack up $9,000 in bills?
Just got a little wild with the credit cards.
Were you working at the time?
Yes, ma'am.
And you consolidated all of his credit cards and paid off the $9,000?
For the second time, Your Honor. We did it 2 years before that on the same situation.
But this is the one you're talking about now?
Yes, it is.
This $9,000. And according to you, over the last couple of years, he must have made substantial payments towards that $9,000. Because the balance, according to your complaint, is only $1,462.39.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty good to me. So he paid the vast majority of the debt.
Right.
All right, so I am concentrating in your claim on this remainder of the $9,000 debt. Do you, Mr. Olson, dispute the fact that there is about $1,400 left?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Well, tell me about why you dispute it.
There's only $900 left on the credit card that I owed to pay. He put $400 for plane tickets that they agreed to pay for.
No, I'm not talking about the plane tickets. I'm just talking about the loan.
The loan that I owe is only $900.
Is that right?
No.
What's the other several hundred dollars for?
$1,401.38 was the last payment. There's the canceled check.
And what was the balance?
That was the balance, and then there was a $31 interest that I paid after that came in late after we paid the card.
Why did you do that?
He refused to pay. He says, I'm not paying anymore. The credit card was her credit card in her name, so it had to be paid.
Did you put his airline tickets on here, too?
The airline tickets are on there. I don't know that I have all of them.
Just a minute. Well, that's what he's saying. He's saying you said that you would pay for airline tickets for him, and yet you charged the airline tickets on this card, which was the consolidated loan. Did you agree to pay for the airline tickets for him to come home?
If I might, Your Honor. I came home one night to dinner, and Janice told me, says, you probably should talk to Mike. He's really suicidal. You need to talk to him. I called him on the telephone, and I says, things can't be as bad as that, Mike. And I says, just be patient, and things, they'll always work out for you. He convinced me that he was suicidal. So at that time, I says, Mike, how much are the plane tickets? He says, $80 each. I says, your mother and I will buy you 2 tickets a month every other weekend to come home. And I says to his mother, if indeed this will keep him from doing something stupid, Why, it's worth $160 a month. That was 2 months before he was discharged. That would have made us responsible for three tickets because the last ticket the Navy bought when he came home. But that was on a Wednesday night. Friday, he's home with an airline ticket of $169.
Oh,
he's talking
Mr.
Navy
Rawls.
Bucks. And next
Mr.
week, he's
Rawls,
home $134.
Mr. Rawls, listen to me, sir. I understand what the discrepancy is. He says it's $900. The others are for plane tickets, so you want them to get the cheapest possible fares.
That's what he agreed to.
Now I understand.
3/8 is $240. He agreed to.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Tell me why you're so angry if we're talking about not very much money.
I have to tell you, Your Honor, this thing started out with Mike as a teenager. The first thing he does, he goes out in the neighborhood.
He's not a teenager anymore. Now he's 22 years old.
Well, he cuts the tires off a bunch of the neighbor's cars. He cuts the school bus seats all up.
Mr. Rawls. You've had difficulty with him as a young man. He's 22 years old now. I wish my kids were as diligent as paying back as he was, you know, because what he owes you really is under $1,000 if you consider the plane tickets and why they were purchased. So there must have been something after he was discharged from the Army that caused you to even go so far as to take out a summons and complaint. I don't understand it.
He made $1,000 a month. He agreed to give us half of it to pay this credit card off. The first thing he starts to do, he runs down that ATM card every time that you get paid, and he keeps sticking it in there, hoping, and quick as the money was there, he grabbed it. He'd take it all to start with. We had a real problem. We had to pay $300 on one payment we even forgot to sue for. We had to pay due to the fact that he grabbed all the money. The payment had to be made.
Talking about not a lot of money when you're talking about a child. How many children do you have?
Three.
Is he the oldest?
No. Middle.
Middle.
So I contacted the Navy, and they told me what I needed to do to see that these payments were made. I advised him was what the Navy said, so he left the money alone for about a year. And then at the last, well, he'd leave a little bit and take most of it. And at the very last, he took it all.
Let's say, Mr. Olson, that you owe $900, and you've owed that for a year. Why haven't you paid it?
Ma'am, when I got out of the Navy, we got done eating dinner, and he came in with the credit card bill, the statement, and said, Mike, this is how much money you owe. It's $1,400. And I go, no, Ron, it's not $1,400. It's $900. And he said, no, this is what you owe. And I go, well, what are the new charges on this credit card statement for? It was $410. And he goes, oh, those are for those damned expensive plane tickets that you bought that I'm not going to pay for. And that's where the argument started.
Well, that's $1,000. $1,400 less four is $1,000. So you owe him $1,000. So why didn't you pay them?
Because me and Mr. Rawls almost got into a confrontation. I told him I was not going to pay for those plane tickets on the credit card because they agreed to pay for them. And I said, I will pay back the $900 that I owe, but I will not pay for the $1,400 because I didn't put those other charges
on. So why didn't you give him a check for $900?
Because Mr. Rawls told me to get the out of the house and he would pay the bill. And Cassidy, my girlfriend, was right in the room and heard him say that as well.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Ronald Rawls and his girlfriend Janice Olson say Janice's son, Michael Olson, owes them for unpaid loans. Michael says he's paid them in full.
Have you talked to your mother since you got out of the service?
Yes, ma'am.
So you have a reasonable relationship with your mother?
Tried to have.
Okay. Based upon all of your testimony, you say $900. It seems more like $1,000 that I can figure out you owe on this credit card. Sort of a sad situation. It's too bad that it came to this. In any event, I'm entering a judgment in your favor for $1,000. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
He's just a greedy person.
Well, he calls me a greedy person, but what failed to come out in court that the boy burglarized my safe and stole $15,000 out of my safe.
He doesn't help anybody else out unless he wants something back in return.
The kid certainly should have some responsibility, but he has none. He has no credit. He has nothing. He changes jobs like you and I change socks.
Don't trust anybody but yourself, basically.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Jones versus Osvito, step forward, please.
50-year-old Eva Jones is suing her former friend, 37-year-old salesperson Melanie Osvito, for child support costs during the time Melanie was in drug rehab.
Ms. Jones, according to your complaint, the defendant was a friend of yours.
Yes.
Who was entering a drug rehabilitation program and had a child, a daughter. And you took the child to live with you. And what this is about is you claim that she agreed to pay you for taking care of the child and she owes you for babysitting.
Yeah.
Okay. First, tell me, how old is the child now?
Janice's 13.
And how old was she when she came to live with you?
Let's see, 11, 12.
Do you remember when she came to live with you?
It was middle of October of 1999.
So far, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And did she live with you continuously from 1999 until she went back with her mother?
Yes.
When did she go back with her mother?
February 2nd of 2001.
Well, that's a long time. How long was your rehab?
I went in October, or actually the middle of November, and I stayed longer than 3 months because I felt like I needed more time in there. And then I got out in July of last year.
But you left your daughter with the plaintiff.
Well, can I say something? When I went in, I was going to leave both of my kids with my fiancé here.
That would have been a mistake.
Well, CPS got involved and said I couldn't leave Chandra with Randall because she wasn't his biological daughter.
Right.
And we weren't married yet.
Right.
So Eva stepped up and said she would take her. And then CPS told Eva to apply for foster care fund. Okay, all these months, she's telling me she was getting foster care fund for Chandra.
Did you get any foster care money?
No, I was unable to get any type of money because I was not a blood relative.
Well, that's not true. Did you apply to become a foster parent?
I was a foster parent at one time, yes.
And
I didn't want to renew my license, okay?
Is there any reason why you didn't want to renew your license?
What had happened was it was only supposed to be temporary, 90 days. All righty, and like Melanie says, yes, she did feel she needed more time. So I said, okay, no problem. I'll handle it because I knew she was not working and knew the situation. She had gotten a job, I think about in April, being a demonstrator for, you know, like cleaning supplies and stuff like that. Then she got a better job.
When was this?
This
what year?
Was in about April or May.
Of what year?
Of 2000.
Is that right?
I worked at a demo place. And then the place I'm working at called me, so I stopped working for the other place, and I started working for them since June until now. I'm still working.
And your daughter was living with Miss Jones?
That's right.
Okay, did you send her any money?
No, I was seeing Miss Jones, and every time I would try to take my daughter shopping or give Miss Jones money, she would tell me no, because she was getting foster care fund for my daughter, so.
I never told you that.
Yes, she did.
Never told you that.
Yes, she did.
I never told you I was getting any type of foster care for Chandra.
Do you have other children in your home?
Yes, I do.
How many other children do you have in your home?
Four.
Who are they?
Two of them are my kids, and the other two I have guardianship of.
And under those guardianship provisions, do you get state funds for those children?
Yes, I do.
So the likelihood of you getting foster care funds and opening up, now I understand, and opening up a file for a fifth child would not have been a good idea because they would have come in and they would have given you potentially a problem with regard to at least the two children over whom you have guardianship. So now I know why there were no foster funds coming in for your child into the house because there were state funds coming in for the other children. Do you understand?
I would have had to go and file for guardianship of the child.
I understand the whole drill. I don't know whether she does, it's not important. I understand the whole drill. I've been there many years. I got it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Eva Jones says former friend Melanie Azevedo owes her for child support. Melanie says Eva was paid through the foster care system.
Now, in your complaint, Miss Jones, you say that you told Melanie that you needed at least $50 a month for Chandra. But needless to say, Melanie never made any payment. So am I to assume that you made an agreement with her as to what amount she would give you for Chandra's care?
I called and I said, you know, Melanie, what your New Year's resolution should be is to give me at least $50 a month for Chandra.
And what did she say?
I can't do it.
So you didn't have an agreement. You said this was agreed upon.
No, we did. She said if she could, she would.
Okay. Just for my own information, do you work outside of the home?
I did during the Christmas holidays.
But other than that, you have no regular employment outside of the home?
No, I don't, because two of my children have medical problems. I have to take them to therapy every week, and it makes it kind of difficult, because one is bipolar plus ADHD.
You get additional funds for that child?
Yes, I do.
So am I correct, Miss Jones, that there was never a formal agreement between you and the defendant about how much money she would pay for the support of her daughter?
No, there was never a formal agreement.
So under what theory do you believe I can award you money? Certainly not on a contract basis.
Well, Like I said, it's the first 3 months, it was a voluntary thing that was done. The other 13 months, she was supposed to have gotten herself together, got her own place, and come and got Chandra.
And she didn't.
Which she did not do.
She didn't.
In the meantime, Chandra, I put her in the charter school with my kids, had to buy uniforms. My children also take piano and violin. They're in the chorus. They go to summer camps. All this had to be paid for.
Where is your daughter now?
She's with my sister.
Why is she with your sister?
Okay. See, Chandra was really mad at me because I went into rehab. She didn't want me to go. And Ms. Jones told her that I abandoned her, which I didn't.
Is not true.
Just a second. Don't say anything bad about her. She watched your child for a year and a half.
And Chandra will say that, Miss...
Listen to me.
She will.
Did your daughter want to go back to Miss Jones, or did she want to go live with her aunt?
She can't go to Miss Jones because the investigator already said if she goes back to Miss Jones, the investigator's going to arrest her personally.
Why?
Because when I got out of rehab, she wouldn't let me talk to Chandra. She wouldn't let me come and see Chandra. And if I did get to talk to her on the phone, she was sitting right there, and it was only for like 2 minutes, the longest, you know.
Are you back in a program now?
No, ma'am, I'm at Sober Living.
What is that?
That's,
You're not living in your own place, you're living in a different place.
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to save some money so I can get on my feet to have my kids.
Ms. Jones, have you seen Chandra since she was taken from your home?
I had an opportunity to see Chandra Saturday.
How's she doing with her aunt?
Some days are good days, some are bad days. At one point, she tried to run away, okay? It is not true how Ms. Azevedo is saying that I told her that she abandoned her. I did not tell Chandra that.
I didn't think that you did.
When Melanie would call and want to take Chandra shopping, I said, well, Melanie, you'd have to ask Chandra, because Chandra's 13. Chandra can speak for herself. Chandra can say whether or not if she wants to go with you or not.
All right, her mother has disappointed her for a very long time. Listen, Ms. Jones, you can't get any money. You can't get blood from a stone. So I want you to listen to me. You didn't have an agreement with her about how much she was going to pay you. And I have a feeling, Ms. Jones, that you didn't do this for money with regard to Chandra anyway.
No, I didn't.
I hope that you're comfortable that Chandra is okay with her aunt.
Because Chandra is not okay with her aunt.
Because if out of spite, out of some other reason, other than a maternal feeling of wanting to do the right thing for the child, she didn't let her come back to you after she removed her from your house.
Because
that's a terrible thing.
She sent the police to the school, went to the school. Police yanked Chandra out of the school. Chandra's running up and down the street, okay? When Chandra went to her aunt, Chandra has been upset ever since, all right? Chandra has emailed me every time she asks Melanie, when am I going home?
You come to my job and ask me when she's coming home.
And that was it.
I do that, Melanie, because when I talk with Chandra, Chandra's asking me when can she come home.
When she says come home, you mean go home to her mother?
No, she means come home with me. And I tell her, I say, well, you got to ask your mom.
Sounds to me as this young girl is not having an appropriate voice.
No one has asked Chandra what she wants.
You have a case in the family court, Ms. Acevedo?
No, ma'am.
That's really too bad. All right, Ms. Jones. You can not collect any money from Ms. Acevedo. Ms. Acevedo was lucky she's able to negotiate herself. You didn't have a contract with her, right?
Right.
But I'll have somebody speak to Chandra. Thank you.
Thank you.
Case is dismissed.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
She lied.
As it stands right now, Chandra is not happy.
But I guess that's how it goes.
I really did not do this for the money. It was just the fact that let Melanie know I wanted her to acknowledge her daughter.
I preferred my daughter to go somewhere else, but that's not the way it happened.
She's the one who asked me to keep Chandra. I did not volunteer. She asked me.
Not trusting anybody anymore.
I just hope Chandra's happy. That's all.